So we welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Thank you all so much for joining us today and giving us your very valuable association. We are very, very fortunate to have our most special speaker, Her Grace Kaumudki. And Mataji will be speaking on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 24, verse 344 onwards. So Mataji, we are very grateful to you for accepting this invitation and speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can thank you for your very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, and all the duties. I'm shaking like a leaf. I don't know what to say anything. So, but I will try.
Thank you, Mataji.
Panchakalpatarbhyasya kripasindhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Bhakta Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. So today we're going to read the one verse from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can everybody hear? Is it okay?
Yes.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 24, Explanations of the Atmaram verse. And the text number is 344. Here we have the discourse between, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's teaching Sanatana Goswami. And in that, this is a verse number 344. Samanya Sodacharo Aro Vaishnava Acharo Kartavya Kartavya Sabha Smarta Vyavahara. Okay. So, translation by the language of Prabhupada. You should give general and specific descriptions of the behavior and activities of a Vaishnava. You should outline things that are to be done and things that are not to be done. All this should be described as regulations and etiquette. So, and there is no purport. So, I like to start with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching to Srila Rupa Goswami. He's talking about how there are 8,400,000 species of life. And out of those, very few are the human beings. There are so many other living entities like birds, animals, aquatics, insects, reptiles, like that. But then humans are only about 400,000 species. And in those, they are also they're civilized and uncivilized. And in civilized sections, there also some follow, most of them are following the Varnashram Dharma. And in there, some are following all this Karma Kanda section for their enjoyment, they are practicing the religious principles, whatever they are, like worshipping They are different gods and demigods. And very few are practicing in worshipping one person. They are Varnasham Dharma. And Varnasham Dharma also, they are some are atheist, some are theist, in a theist who are accepting the religious, some religious principles. They are also, they are like a smart, jnani, they're different like that. And in there, one who follows the devotional path are there very few. And so that's what Chaitanya says to the Krishna, you know, and all the devotional paths who are practicing among those, Krishna Bhakta is very rare. So we can see how we are trying to become Krishna Bhakta. At least I'm trying to become Krishna Bhakta. Just practicing, I'm not Krishna. I cannot say that I'm Bhakta, otherwise I don't do any. I shouldn't do anything else than just worshiping Krishna and chanting like that, Krishna's name. But then they are practicing devotees. So and, among them, there's a, we can, so that we have some how to do the process. Progress in this. So then in this, we are practicing Krishna consciousness. It's not sectarian religion. It is actually movement, cultural movement. Age of Kali, I'm going to read this article, which is discussed very nicely. Age of Kali is full of vices. When it rains, it pours. Yuga Dharma Harinama Sankirtan is an umbrella to protect us from torrents of rains of vices. To sustain this practice of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra throughout our life, we also need a roof of supportive culture. A Vedic culture which directs us towards virtue, not vice. Vedic culture is based on respect, and this respect is expressed through specific conduct or etiquette. External manners, also known as sadachar, saintly behavior. Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee, sadhu bhushanam. This is in Bhagavatam, this one verse. Discuss about the qualities of sadhu, and then says sadhana, these are the ornaments of the sadhu, bhusanam. Bhusanam means ornaments, decorations of the sadhus are these qualities. Suridam saram bhutanam. I just forgot all those things, but it's not in here written. So etiquette helps us become free from our original envy and desire to be enjoyers and controllers. A faultless etiquette increases one's fame, wealth, longevity, and destroys everything inauspicious. Proper Vaishnava etiquette purifies the heart and consciousness. Practicing etiquette is action in the mode of goodness. A devotee's advancement can be seen by how humble he is, how well he behaves, and how disciplined and cultivated he is. And here it says that he, that doesn't mean that he also is the person, I would say just for the soul, doesn't mean that just man and woman, male and female families like that. So this is what I'm understanding is. Practicing person, every activity is performed with the right attitude. A saint's heart is free from all impurities, anarthas, unwanted things like lust, greed, or any. Anarthopashamam sakshad bhakti yogam adokshaje. Unwanted things get mediated directly, sakshad, by linking process of devotional service to adokshaje, the transcendental law. So as we connect and link with the process of devotional service, all the other things, lust, greed, envy, all disappears. Sometimes it may take time, but it disappears. Vaishnava is not interested in labha, pratishtha, or puja. Labha means profit, like me, if I do something like this, then I will get some more benefit. Then prestige and adoration. Nothing can be successful without sadachar, or also called etiquette. Lord Chaitanya instructs Sri Sanatana Goswami, asat sanga tyag, ehi Vaishnava achar. Sri Sangi ek asadhu, Krishna taptakar. So Vaishnavas should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached, especially to women. And women are attached to men. Vaishnavas should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. So this is what asat sanga tyag. And asat sanga and then stri sangi. One who is associated, like Sri Sangi also means one who wants to enjoy men and women, they both want to enjoy anyway. So then ek asadhu, one who is not a sadhu, one who is not a devotee. And Krishna abhakta, one who is not Krishna's devotee. So that should be avoided. Association we should not take. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Yes, I think I read that. And common people are very much materially attached, especially to women. Vaishnava should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of Lord Krishna. Lord Rishabhdev says to his sons, Tamo dwaram yoshitam sangisanga. For those who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. A devotee's life should conform to the principle, simple living, high thinking. There are many rules and regulations guiding a devotee's life, but the purpose of them all is to help us to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is the most important rule, and all others are subservient to this one. Now we will see how the etiquette within the temple should be. Being humble, offering obeisances. Upon entering the temple, one should first offer obeisances to the assembled Vaishnavas and utter the prayer, Vanchakal Patarupyashta Kripasindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavya Namo. This prayer says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who can fulfill the desires of everyone just like the desire trees, and who are full of compassion for fallen conditioned souls. Then one should offer obeisances, full dhanvat for man, to Srila Prabhupada, keeping him on our left, and chant his pranam mantra, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurumani Prasarine, Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatya Deshatani. Then one should then move towards the deities and offer full dandavat obeisances, keeping the deities on our left side and chant the Guru Pranam mantras. It may be noted that one should not offer obeisances on one hand. Both hands should support the body by bowing down, and both hands should be outstretched. And then now, meditating upon the deity as we are standing before the deities, after offering obeisances to the deities, one should take darshan with great devotion and beg for their mercy. One should not, however, immediately look upon the deities full in the face. The proper manner in which one should take darshan of the Lord is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 13. The process of meditation should begin from lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way, higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed on different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that such meditation will help us get detached from sense gratification. The darshan should begin as we face the deities from the left-hand corner and move progressively, deity by deity, to right-hand corner. Now, we go, after taking darshan, we sit down. So how we should sit and what is the posture? There are several regulations regarding one's sitting posture in the temple. While sitting, one should not expose one's feet to the deities or point them at the spiritual master, Tulsi Devi, etc. The feet should always be covered. One should, as far as possible, avoid sitting with one's back to the deities or the Vyasasa. However, the layout of the temple may at times restrict us in following this principle. But as far as possible, we should follow this. One should not spread one's legs before the deities. One should not sit before the deities holding one's ankles, elbows, or knees. One should not fall asleep while sitting before the deities. Hare Krishna. Now talking. In front of the deities, one should not talk loudly, quarrel, chastise anyone, speak harshly to others or speak angrily, praise anyone else, speak ill names, criticize the demigods, indulge in prajalpa or mundane talk. Speak a lie, like this. There's so many things we should not be doing. While we are standing in the front of deities, and we should glorify the deity, we should chant the prayers of the Vaishnava Acharya's prayers, or the from the Bhagavatam, there are so many prayers. Chaitanya Chaitanya, so many we can do that. From the scripture, we can hear the prayers. And we don't have to talk to in front of deities like that. Cleanliness and hygiene. Fresh clothes must be worn in the temple. One should not enter the temple without having washed one's hands and feet after eating. One should enter the temple with clean hands and feet. One should take bath after passing stool, and only then enter the temple. One should not enter the temple after visiting a crematorium or after touching a dead body. One must first take proper bath and then enter. One should not pass air or within the temple. Once we avoid putting one's fingers in one's mouth, ears, or nose while in the temple, when one is compelled to do this, even outside the temple, one's hands must be washed immediately thereafter. During the menstrual period, Matajis may visit the temple, but they may not perform any item of deity worship, that is, aarti, dressing, cooking, garlands, or any other work that requires their presence in the deity room or kitchen, or any work that is directly connected to the deities, as, for example, teaching their clothes, etc. At this time, such Matajis should avoid being in physical contact with anyone who is or will be involved in the services of the deities. They may attend Tulsi Puja, but may not offer water to Tulsi Devi. Under all circumstances, chanting of one's Japa Bij should continue. There can be no material impediment on the chanting of the holy name. In any condition of life, we can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now the class. While attending discourses, one should be very attentive and silent. Talkative or sleepy devotees has a discouraging and distracting influence on the speaker and on the assembled devotees. It does not also project a good image of the Guru's mission. If one feels excessively sleepy, one should move to the side and stand up. Rules regarding sitting in the temple mentioned earlier should be followed. One should avoid moving in and out of the temple or room where the discourse is being taking place. This causes great disturbance. Parents must control their children. If the children become noisy, they must be kept outside the temple. Relevant and pertinent questions may be asked and in a humble spirit. Now, handling sacred items. Books, beads, kartas, etc. should not be kept on the floor or in unclean places and should be respected as worshipable paraphernalia. One should not touch one's feet to anything sacred or use one's feet to do what could be done with one's hands. Like sometimes we need to move something, so we should use the hands to move, not the feet. If a sacred object falls to the ground, one should quickly pick it up and touch it to one's forehead. One should not step over books, devotees, prasadam, flowers that have been offered to the Lord or any sacred articles. All sacred articles should be kept in a neat, clean place and handled with care. They should not be tossed about, but carefully handed over from one person to person. Sacred items like beads, books, etc. should not be taken into the bathroom. Now the prasadam. First and foremost, one should eat only prasadam. That is food that has been offered to Lord Krishna with devotion. Ideally, one should eat food that is cooked by devotees, offered to the Lord by devotees, and served by the devotees. Prasadam should be eaten only with the right hand. The left hand is for touching other parts of the body. While serving prasadam, the serving spoon should not touch the plate or the half-eaten prasadam. One should eat prasadam in moderation and preferably at fixed times of the day. Overeating and eating wrong kinds of foodstuffs are not good for spiritual life and also for health. Controlling our diet will help us control our tongue and this will help us in turn control our senses. Before honoring prasadam, appropriate prayers should be chanted. Prasadam prayers, song of the honoring of spiritual food. Sharira vidyajan jadendriya taikan jive phire visaya sagare taramati jivavati lobhamaya sudurmati take jeta kathina samsare krishna bar dayamay karibare jiva jay swaprasadan dilobhay sei anamrita pao radha krishna guna gaun premida ko chaitanya nitay. Translation of this prayer: O Lord, this material body is a place of ignorance, and the senses are a network of path leading to death. Somehow we are fallen into this ocean of material sense enjoyment. Of all the senses, the sense of the tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable. It is very difficult to control the tongue in this world. But you, my dear Krishna, are very kind to us and have given us such a nice prasad just to control the tongue. Now we take this prasad to our full satisfaction and glorify you, Lord Radha and Krishna, and in love call for the help of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Prasadam must be eaten with a consciousness that it is Krishna's mercy and is none different from him. Therefore, except where necessary, for preaching, one should maintain silence. Hearing a lecture or a cassette at this time is also beneficial. Now the kirtan. Leading kirtan or at the satsang is an honor, as one is representing a whole congregation before the deities. Therefore, one should be conscious of this and lead only when one is asked to. We should sing only those kirtans which are authorized. Kirtans should be sweet and melodious and not simply loud. Dancing. Sri Rupa Goswami states that one learns to dance in front of the deities. Dancing should be graceful and enthusiastic, but not violent and wild. Dancing in the traditional Gaudiya way, as demonstrated by Srila Prabhupada, should be the standard. In a speech, the urge to speak is very strong, and as soon as we get opportunity, we begin speaking. Srila Prabhupada explains that if we do not speak Krishna Katha, then we speak all sorts of nonsense. Such talk is called prajalpa and is born of our material identification. Thus, devotees must refrain from it. All mundane literature are also practical exhibitions of the urge to speak. Now, japa. Japa may be done softly to oneself or aloud. Good japa does not necessarily mean loud japa. What is important is not how loudly we are chanting, but how attentively we are hearing. When chanting amongst other devotees, we should be sensitive to not disturb their concentration. Reading. Devotees should daily read the books of the spiritual master for example, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. One may begin with smaller books like Nectar of Instruction. Other books should be avoided. Reading must be done in a serious, attentive, and systematic way, and not casually like one would read a novel. It is advisable to take notes as one reads and to memorize important slokas. Reading is necessary to improve our philosophical understanding. It strengthens our conviction, faith, and determination. Reading is important for a preacher. Reading is also hearing. Let us remember Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do not talk like people in general or hear what they say. You should not eat palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely.
Haribo? Mataji, are you there? Can anyone hear her?
Yes, Mataji, I can hear you.
Mataji will be back, maybe take
some time. Yes, Hare Krishna, Mataji, we cannot hear from that Mataji.
She will be back, wait, Mataji.
She lost out.
Okay.
Vilasini Gopi, please add Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Yeah, I joined. I don't know where I where it turned off. I was just okay. Thank you. A pure Vaishnava devotee's behavior, manners establish the true purpose of religious principles. The activities of an advanced pure Vaishnava are inconceivable. He has innumerable good qualities. He is always immersed in the thoughts of his beloved Lord Krishna, and he knows the art of how to engage everything in Krishna's service. He is always thinking of different ways to please his Lordship. His eyes are anointed with the love of Godhead, and he is always anxious to bring all the souls back to Krishna, whosoever attached to Lord Krishna in such a way possesses all knowledge, all morals, and is beyond the laws of material nature. He sees none but Krishna, seeks none but Krishna, chants none but the holy name of Krishna with genuine love. For him there is Krishna everywhere, and in his heart resides the Lord of Radharani. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hoya nijo ishta deva smriti. The Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. This way, one who captures the Supreme Lord within his heart is known as Bhagavata Pradhan or Mahabhagavata, the most exalted pure devotee of the Lord. They are always in the compact of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, as it is described in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadeva Hridayesu Vilokayanti Yamashyama Sundara Chintya Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The pure devotee Santa sees in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the song of love. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that although Lord Krishna binds all the conditioned souls by the chains of his illusory potency, Maya, if those same conditioned souls become pure devotees of the Lord, they can in are bind Krishna by the chains of love of God. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.57, the Lord says, Aham Bhakta Paradino Yat Asmat I Asvatantra Iva Vija Sadhu Bir Grasta Hridaya Bhakta I Bhakta Janapriya. The devotees are always in my heart, and I am always in the heart of the devotees. The devotee does not know anything but beyond me, and I also cannot forget the devotee. There is a very intimate relationship between me and the pure devotees. Pure devotees in full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch, and therefore they are very much dear to me. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.11. Etan nirvityamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nirpanitam hare namanukirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, if one who has not come to the platform of loving devotional service chants the holy name of Krishna, he will also be gradually freed from all sinful reactions. Giving up sinful behavior and lusty desires from heart and mind, a devotee surrenders to Lord Krishna and becomes a lover of the Lord by direct realization of Krishna's all-attractive nature. He always prays to the Lord, Kripa kari eso aman hridaya mandir. Kripa kari eso aman hridaya mandir. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. Krishna, in turn, makes his permanent residence in his devotee's heart and will never leave that heart of such a pure devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.55. A gentle will live only in a clean place. He will not live in a polluted, contaminated place. Lord Krishna is a supreme gentleman, and therefore he will not live in a polluted heart full of sin, nor will he appear within the polluted mind of a conditioned soul. The definition of sin is disobedience against the law of the Supreme Lord. However, by always remaining in the Lord's service and following basic spiritual principles, even sinful persons will gradually attain the stage of love of Krishna and become Mahabhagavat, or pure devotees of the Lord. The spiritual principles are: live in association of devotees, rising early in Brahma Muhurta and attending Mangalarta, chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and reading Srila Prabhupada's books regularly, fully engaged in devotional occupations, avoiding sinful activities such as illicit sex, meat eating, intoxications and gambling. To live in association of devotees is not so easy. One has to have good fortune to get the opportunity. Kona bhagye karo samsara swayamukha hayam sadhu sange tabe krishne roti upajayam. By good fortune, one becomes eligible to cross the ocean of nations. And when one's term of material existence decreases, one may get an opportunity to associate with pure devotees, and by such association, one's attraction to Krishna is awakened. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22.45. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that only an empowered personality can distribute the holy name of the Lord and enjoin all fallen souls to worship Krishna. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinana Hintara Pravartan. The fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 7.11. This is also refers to Srila Prabhupada, because by his mercy, he has established the Sankirtan movement here in America and now in all over the world. By his mercy and by his blessings, the devotees of disciples and disciples of disciples, they are doing the service of Sankirtan movement and they are spreading. So now they are all over the world. And there was you will all be very happy to hear that there was a Rath Yatra in Pakistan. So it's very nice. I received a video from somehow. Now, we receive by distributing the holy name of the Lord, he cleanses the hearts of the most fallen people. Therefore, he extinguishes the blazing fire of the material world. Not only that, he broadcasts the shining brightness of Krishna's effulgence throughout the world. Such a Mahabhagavat should be considered non-different from Krishna. That is, he should be considered the incarnation of Lord Krishna's potency, Shaktyavesh Avatar, Srila Prabhupada. Seeing Mrigari's behavior, Parvat Muni said to Narad Muni, "You are touchstone, for by association even a great hunter has turned into a devotee. Such a personality is Krishna Lingita Vigra. That is, the Supreme Personality of God, as Krishna always embraces him." Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 25.9, purport. When Sri Krishna embraces Srimati Radhika, he is known as Radha Lingita Vigraha. He is beautified by Srimati Radhika's golden luster when she embraces him. His natural bluish radiant luster disappears and his own luster becomes golden. It is like the strong bringy insect forcefully arresting the weak cell cutter insect and confining it in its cave. When the weak insect hears the strange sound made by the bringy, it becomes afraid, contemplating the form of the bringy. Out of fear, it assumes a bodily form exactly like that of the bringy insect. Very nice analogy. The devotees of the Lord constantly discuss the glories of the personality of Godhead among themselves. Thus, they constantly remember the Lord and remind one another of his qualities and pastimes. In this way, by their devotion to the principles of Bhakti Yoga, the devotees please the personality of God, who takes away from them everything inauspicious. Being purified of all impediments, the devotees awaken to pure love of God. And thus, even within this world, their spiritualized bodies exhibit symptoms of transcendent ecstasy, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.31. Give me a few more couple of minutes to explore this. Akshanam phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi tano phalam tvadrisha gatra sangho jiva phalam tvadrisha ketanam hi sudullabha bhagavata hi loke shi Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Madhyalila 20.61. A pure devotee is capable of showing one quality after another as is needed in course of rendering service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. All the transcendental symptoms come natural to him without separate efforts as integral parts of his Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the behavior of a devotee is a criterion for all other behaviors. Dharma sthapana hetu sadhura vyavahar. A devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 17th chapter 1 verse number 185. Therefore, genuineness or reliability of the member of his community depends on the honesty, integrity, the sincerity and the faithfulness, consistent loyalty of the devotee. To be a real devotee in Krishna consciousness, one has to behave as a devotee and follow the standard spiritual principles of Vaishnava behavior as described above. These basic principles and rules of Vaishnava behavior can also be observed by householders who do not live in or near temple. According to Srila Prabhupada, hypocrisy is dishonesty, dishonesty. And without honesty, there is no question of spiritual life. Truthfulness is the basic principle for all religions. If one becomes an ideal devotee, he can be a good preacher. As Lord Chaitanya says, Apani Achari Bhakti Shikhaimu Sabare. I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Primarily, a preacher is a gentleman and always displays polite behavior. Extraordinary humility and tolerance, Trinada Pishunishana, Sarui Vishishana, Sikshastapatri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught these characteristics of a Vaishnava. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, if one engages in devotional service, all good qualities follow. One does not have to cultivate them separately. spontaneous devotional service arises when one follows a pure devotee who is awakened to spontaneous love of God. There are 64 items listed in regulative devotional service, and out of these 64, the last 5 are considered very important. Lord Chaitanya stressed 5 important practices of devotional service as Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtana Bhagavata Shravana Mathura Vasa Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevana. Once we associate with devotees, chant the holy name of the Lord, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, reside at Mathura and worship the deity with faith and veneration. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.1 and 28. These 5 limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these 5 awakens love for Krishna. Sakala sadhana sreshto yehi pancharanga Krishna prema janmaya yehi pachera artosanga. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.1-29. The power of these 5 principles is very wonderful and difficult to understand. Even without faith in them, a person who is offenseless can awaken his dormant love of Krishna simply by being a little connected with them. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse number 133. Lord Chaitanya also taught us the science of surrender, and there are 6 divisions of surrender. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulasya vajanam rakshishyati iti vishvaso bhaktitya vanam tatha atmanikshepa karpani sardita saranagati. Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676, quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22.100. The 6 divisions of surrender are the acceptance of those things favorable to devotional service, the rejection of unfavorable things, the conviction that Krishna will give protection, the acceptance of the Lord's one's guardian or master, full self-surrender and humility. If one surrenders according to devotional process will ultimately achieve the loving devotional service of the Lord, then all good transcendent qualities of a Vaishnava will manifest in him. This process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676, quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22.100. Humility, renunciation, and excellent learning are combined and exist in the ideal pure devotee. Renunciation is a symptom of an unalloyed devotee engaged in the service of the Lord with no tinge of material contamination. Such a devotee, who is called Niskinchana, or free from all material possessions, is always absorbed in emotional love of Godhead. He is reluctant to perform any kind of sense gratification. Such expert devotional service is performed without hypocrisy. His divine grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has displayed the sum total of all these symptoms. He is epitome of them all. Following verse describes him concisely. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dunmanti kasneyan nira niharam eva paskara. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging emotional stories, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.1.15. Here, I think I stop here. And anybody has any, I don't know what I can say. If any question or comment, if there is question, if I can answer, I'll answer. Otherwise, I don't know what to do. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Komalaki Mataji. Thank you so much. Mataji, so when you were reading, you were quoting from Hari Bhakti Vilas, were you reading from Nectar of Devotion, Mataji? Which chapter was it?
Nectar of Devotion in the beginning?
Huh. I mean, which chapter, Mataji, this was?
It's good. Which verse are you talking about? Let me see. I have to look at that.
Hare Krishna, Komadiki Mataji. The whole reading, you did it from Hari Bhakti Vilas or from Nectar of Devotion?
No, these are the articles I have. This is
articles.
Yeah. So that's why the quotes is there, it came from.
Okay, Mataji. Yeah, thank you so much, because so many rules and regulations were put forth, and I don't know if I'm following everything. I hope.
See, the thing is, what is the essence is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes.
We can see in practical that when Prabhupada came, he did not have any disciples, any devotees with him to assist him. When he was he had Krishna in Bhakti Siddhanta or Parampara, everybody is with him. But seemingly he was alone. But then here he made this youth came. And they all helped. And how did they begin? They began by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhupada gave them Hare Krishna Mantra in the beginning, prasadam. Prabhupada was cooking, he was buying the bhoga, he was cooking, and he was also offering and then giving prasadam to them, feeding them up to the neck, and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. That's all. No other rules. Rupa Goswami says, Yena Kena Prakarena Mana Krishna Niveshayat. So that's what Yena Kena Prakarena. How one Krishna can be Niveshayat in our heart? By chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So when Krishna, if we put Krishna in there, in the center of our life, then everything else follows. The rules, Rupa Goswami says, rules and regulations can follow later.
Mm.
But first, Nimishan is Krishna, establish Krishna within the heart.
Mm. Yes.
So, by chanting, our heart become pure,
and
pure Krishna will come and sit in our heart.
Yes, Mataji, you're right. Yeah.
So then yes, this is always like in the temple life and like that is different. But what is in article? So this is. So, in temple life, how it is, and like that. So that is all described. But so this is for our knowledge, that we can understand that how also we should be clean. At least this can be done.
Yes.
We can be conscious of it. Like cooking, then we should not touch our hair. By mistake, we touch hair, we wash our hand, like that. So we can keep clean like that, And then because we are cooking for Krishna.
Yes.
So this much we can do.
Mm.
At least keeping ourselves clean, take a shower, and then cook. So body is clean, and then we cook. And also we can play some chanting, Prabhupada's chanting, or some Bhagavatam class, or something like that, the devotees class. So by hearing the sound vibration will be there, and we also we can hear, and then also concentrate on cooking. Yeah. And we are cooking for Krishna. So this is all purification. We have to become pure. Otherwise, how can we go to Krishna? Krishna is completely pure, Shuddha Sattva. So we have to at least come up to goodness and pure goodness. So from there, we can have, like they call them, jump the ball that we can jump on and go to Krishna, like that. Because we, as we, like in a swimming pool, there's a board to die in a swimming pool, to go on a board and then jump on it like that. So we, this is a practice. We are all practicing. So however, we can just try. This is one of the things we can also do. I'm trying to do, but not always successful. By remembering, Krishna, chanting with the easy way to remember Krishna, even Krishna's name is chanting, Hare Krishna mantra. So wherever we go, we can just keep on chanting in sometimes in the mind or sometimes out loud like that. So practicing, this is what I'm trying to do. Sometimes I'm I can do it, sometimes I cannot do, but I'm trying to do that. Chanting.
Yes,
because I was like, one time, I will give you one example. One time I was in the grocery shop, and I was standing in the line for the cashing, for the cashier, the line. So then I said, there's nothing else to do instead of just standing in the line. So then I helped my baby, so I started chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there was one man behind me, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No, but what are you saying? I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I said it like this. Whole. He said, no, slow down. And say, so I said, Hare Krishna. Then he said, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like the whole mantra, he said like that.
Hare
Bol. Very nice.
So wonderful, actually. Yeah. So grocery store initiation.
And I have my beer bag, had on one side is Lord Chaitanya, and on the other side is Nityananda, and Hare Krishna mantra surrounding them. So then one time, mother and son was coming. Then the boy was excited by the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Who is this? I said, that's Nimai. And who is this? I said, this is Nitai. So he said, Nimai, Nitai. It's very nice. Oh, I like your bag. I said, do you want it? He said, no, it's okay. So even this, we don't have to do anything. Just, if we have this bag like that, look at Lord Jagannath sometimes on bag, or Radha Krishna, Giriraj, Nrsimhadev, there's so many different. So only if we have that, and then people become attracted to it. So they become purified. And also they sometimes ask questions. So
beautiful.
So this may, at least this we can do.
Beautiful, Mataji. Very nice. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, I'm not so much of help.
No, you are of a lot of help, actually. Yeah. When you speak, there is so much genuine potency in what you say. It's very nice.
Bow, bow, Mataji, bow.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for that.
Thank you for giving me opportunity, but I don't know if I did any justice or not.
Yeah, of course you did, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Ji, Komati Ki Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your Seva. Mataji, when you are explaining Shishi Bhagavatam or Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrut, Mataji, me very small Vaishnavi, not start reading much to Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrut. But still, I feel that Leela and Mataji, it's very deep, deep devotional association, Mataji. And please, my humble request from core of heart, that can you please teach us every day one Vaishnav song, because we know the Vaishnav song, but that is only for first stanza. That is my humble request. Dandavat pranam. You and Kichita Sundari Mataji, Kichita Sundari Mataji and Edji Vilasini Gopi.
Yeah. As soon as I hear your name, I know. Oh, Hare Krishna, somebody say something.
Hare Krishna, Kamadiki Mataji. Thank you so much. Mataji, especially thank you for narrating that how you made that person chant Hare Krishna. That was so wonderful. And Mataji, I was just referring that you referred that, you know, you were reading from some article. From where are these articles from?
See, my husband had in his computer, so he put it out for me. So, I think one is from the Chopadi temple.
Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai.
Yeah, Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath, the devotees, they had put in. So he had that, and other, I don't know where he got from. So.
Okay, like I was just curious to know that you were reading from Dandavat or Back to Godhead magazine, but if it's some articles from the various temples that they publish, then it's fine.
If you want, I can just put it on a WhatsApp, make a pop.
Yeah, thank you.
There's so many pages.
Yeah.
Mataji, please. Yes. Please forgive me for interrupting. In Shishi Radha
Gopinath,
there is a 207 counselor, and all counselor is reading. I think this Mataji has take from there this printing.
Okay. Thank you, Vrinda Gopinath.
Sorry, Kirtidam Sundi Mataji, I'm not so much in help.
Oh, Mataji,
they all are Bhakti Vuksa leader.
Yeah, that's good. So it's nice. We also have here now started. Well, we have been doing, but now it's like, the disciples of Ramapad Maharaj, and usually they're South Indian, they are coming. You know, I'm the only one in Gujarat area. Otherwise, they are all in South Indian devotees and a person there. But they come here very nice. They are taking seriously. You know. There's one devotee. Actually, they are attending. Whoever they are attending, they are all devotees. None of them are practicing regularly like that. But still, they are attending. So I say devotees. So the one is Maharashtra. Two family are like that. Husband is Maharashtra and wife is South Indian. And another one is South Indian. Husband is South Indian. Mataji is Maharashtra. Came from that background. But it's very nice. They have, and they are getting, they go seeking for initiation from Radhanath Maharaj. The husband from Chennai, South India, and wife from Maharashtra. Very nice devotees. And we are also reading Chaitanya Charitamrita every Friday, 2:30, 2:30, something like that. We just started Chaitanya Charitamrita reading from the Adilina. First we did the introduction, and then now we have started first chapter, like that. So it's nice. And the Mataji wanted to also read Bhagavad Gita, so the Wednesday we read Bhagavad Gita, and Friday we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, like that. So it's very nice association. I'm becoming very much happy that they have some desire to read. So we read on phone, you know, we connect like in, just like regular phone, then line, we just talk, I mean read on phone, and then so they have, if somebody has any question, then we discuss that, like that. Otherwise, just go on reading. At least that is also nice. Really. So, will Nagopika Mataji going to sing a Vaishnavacharya song today?
No, not me. You have to teach every day, all of us.
Hare Krishna,
Pandit Ji, Mataji, it's a
beautiful class and very nice
pastor
of here teaching Mataji with your chanting bag. It was so nice.
We need the
Gandharika
Mataji. Please speak little louder.
What did you say, Mataji?
Please speak little louder. That's what
Mataji, I am saying that your class is so beautiful and very nice teaching with your chanting bag, Mataji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. And thank you for telling that how Hare Krishna Mahamantra can compromise all the rules and regulations that, if you are not doing Bhakti, you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that is really good. And also about hearing the classes, that's another level. Very nice, Mataji. Very beautiful class. Thank you for your attention, Mataji. Could you hear now, Mataji?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Thank you, Mataji. I was a little far from the computer. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Srimad Gauri Mataji.
Very, very beautiful class, Mataji, and very nice to hear all the rules and regulations. Thank you so much for reminding, you know.
I'm also reminding myself.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Mataji, can you share the next article in the, if you are reading them online, can you share in the group, Mataji?
Pardon me?
No, if it is possible, can you share this link in the group, in our group?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Then, I can do that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mataji. It is so nice. Thank you for reminding all the rules.
But I may be doing maybe later in the day, sometime. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, anytime. Thank you, Mataji, for your association. Please come often, Mataji, and speak. It's so nice.
Yeah. It's all the mercy of the devotees, all the devotees, all of you. You're very kind to me. And so by that mercy comes something, come out that can make you a little happy, something like that. Okay.
Mataji, if there is no question, can you please teach us one personal song?
Okay, let me get the book.
Yeah.
నీతాయి పాద కామల కోటి చంద్ర సుశీతల జే ఛాయాయ జగత జ్వాయ హేలో నీతాయి బీనె భాయ రాధా కృష్ణ పైతె నాయ దృఢ కరి ధరు నీతాయ పాయ से संबंध नहीं जान वृथा जन्म खेलोता से पशु बड़ो दुराचार नितय ना बोलिलो मुखे मरिलो संसार सुखे विद्या कुले की करी देता অহংকারে মত্ত হইয়া নিতাই পদ পাশরিয়া অসত্যের সত্য করি মানি নিতাই করুণা হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে ধরো নিতাই চরণ দুখানি নিতায় চরণ সত্য তাহার সেবক নিত্য নিতাই পদ সদা করো আশ নরোত্তমা বড় দুঃখী নিতাই মোরে করো সুখী রাখো রঙ্গা চরণের পাশ নিতাই পদ কামল কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতল যে ছায়ায় জগত জুড়ায় হরে কৃষ্ণ এক্সেপ্ট ফর নিতাই উই ক্যান নট গেট রাধা কৃষ্ণ ইফ উই ডোন্ট উই শুড উই টেক শেল্টার অফ নিতাই দ্যাটস হোয়াট ইট সে এনো নিতাই বিনে ভাই রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাইতে নাই দৃঢ় করি ধরো নিতায়ের পায় সবিশের হোল্ড অন টু নিতাই চরণ টু বি গেট রাধা কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ মাতাজি থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ ফর দ্য ভেরি 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 বিউটিফুল সিঙ্গিং ইট ওয়াজ অলওয়েজ
হাই বল নিতাই চন্দ্র কি জয় কি জয় কুমতি কে মাতাজি কি জয়
জয়
অল বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়
হরি বল
হরে কৃষ্ণ থ্যাংক ইউ মাতাজি
মাতাজি ক্যান ইউ প্লিজ স্টপ রেকর্ডিং আই ওয়ান্ট টু শেয়ার সমথিং উইথ এজি কুমতি কে মাতাজি